Hi there, everybody. This is Armand Demel with you with The Positive Mind. Here on here on Facebook. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And what we've done is we've taken a series of programs produced specifically for you, the Facebook listeners. And what I've done is I filled in some of the days when I might normally be on air, or might have been normally on air, to give you so that you could constantly have some kind of programming over and over again. And your response to each other helps, your response to me. There's going to be a general category of the next few programs I do, and it has to do with feeling good. Now, feeling good may not feel enigmatic, and it may not feel like something that's a big problem. What is feeling good? Everybody knows what it is. But what you don't know and what you're not aware of is that feeling good is a chemical state. A chemical state. It's a combination of things taking place. It's not a mental state. It's not a mind state. It's a mind state that may bring you to a chemical state. But what are you like when you feel good? What does it mean to feel good? It means something inside you feels at rest or perfect. Hey, how do you feel? I feel great. What does that mean? So we did one of the old experiments we had was to talk about difference between feelings and thinking. Of course, people think things. That's one. They could be think nice thoughts. I'm thinking about being in love. I'm thinking about vacation. I'm thinking about. But every time you think about something, your brain decides to squirt out some chemicals. So you'll get dopamine and oxytocin and testosterone and a whole bunch of things that make you feel good with certain thoughts. Feeling good is a perfect balance of the chemistry. Think about your best feeling. Maybe you get it after you exercise. A lot of people get that. You do a heavy workout, right? And you get this perfect, and you say, I feel great. Why? I don't know. Because I have released a lot of endorphins, and I've mixed that in with my dopamine, and that's kind of moved in with my neurotransmitters. And my muscles have released in. So it's a chemical state of mind. I'm feeling good. How about doing yoga? Or how about playing a game? You know, you play a video game, and at the end of a video game, you're playing with a friend, and you're on a Wii board, and you're doing something. What fun. Feeling good. But what's taking place? What's taking place is the chemistry of the brain. Chemistry of the body, actually. And this is what we're going to go into for the next few programs, because this stuff is fascinating. It's fascinating. If you ask somebody how they feel, they're going to describe it to you. They're not going to say what they feel. They're going to be giving you a general sense. But if I were to ask you, what do you feel right now? Would you please report it to me? You'd give me some general statement. So I'll give you three guidelines. Number one, if you're going to report what you feel, do not report a general feeling, but give me a specific feeling in a specific part of your body. So you might say, I feel cool in my hands. I feel tension in my shoulder. So I'm going to ask you to take a survey of your body and tell me exactly what you're feeling. Just say it out loud. I feel this in my that. And that's the way we do it, number one. Number two, don't compare it to anything. Don't say, I feel less tired or more anything. No comparisons. And number three, don't generalize. Don't say, I feel it all over. I feel anxious. No, be real specific. Oh, number four, don't account for it. Like if I would ask you right now, what are you feeling under your right foot? You could say, well, I could feel the pressure of my shoe. But in all truth, if you didn't look down and see there was a shoe there, you could say, I feel a tension around my foot. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. Now, the trouble with people reporting their feelings is that no matter who you ask what they feel, their report is always going to be where the problem is. I feel a pain in my shoulder. Nobody ever reports, or rarely reports, what feels good. You don't say, oh, I feel perfect in my stomach. No, you don't report that. So this means that we learn to identify what we feel by bad feelings, the presence of bad feelings. Let's say you do a workout in a gym. How do you feel? I feel terrific. What do you feel in your body? I feel energized. I feel alive. I feel no tension. I feel, you know, and then it's all the absence of stuff. So there are two ways to feel good. One is either feel good on its own, or you feel good as the absence of feeling bad. Okay, and we'll talk about that in a moment. I remember once I had some kind of an injury, and they gave me, what was it? They gave me some huge painkiller. And I had this painkiller for a moment, and I said to myself, wow, what a feeling this thing is. It was morphine, that's what it was. They gave me morphine, and I said, wow, boy, do I feel good. What I was really feeling was the absence of all pain. Absence of not only the pain that I was having due to the injury that I had, but all the pain that I walk around with every day of my life. And we all walk around with pains. It freed me because the drug took the place and gave me an anesthetic. It just said there is no pain. So I felt fabulous. I felt euphoric. It is little wonder that people go to opium dens where they will sit down, or crack houses, and do these drugs which make them feel the absence of all pain, because that's how we define what feeling good is. Feeling good is the absence of pain. So what is this feeling good? And maybe there's a way of engineering it so that we don't have to do it as a bounce off of pain. That's what I want to be looking with you about for the next few sessions that we do. Now, these programs will run about 20 minutes. They usually involve some music of some kind, because I like to play music. And they will be on the days that we are not doing our normal programming on WBAI. So let's talk about it a little bit more. People are constantly adjusting their own chemistry to feel good. If you have a drink on your desk right now, and you have a straw in a glass, and you're saying, oh, there's something in ice sitting on your drink, you are saying to yourself, what makes me feel good is that when I dehydrate slightly, I hydrate. And the coolness, when I get warm, the coolness makes me feel good. So this is your drug of choice, your iced tea. For other people, it will be eating a nut, or having food, or having sugar, or eating fat, or smoking a nicotine. All these and thousands more are ways of adjusting our chemistry so that we could feel good or get away from feeling bad. Everything we eat is an attempt at adjusting our chemistry. Why do you think we eat? We don't eat just for fuel. We don't eat just for fun. But when we eat, something goes off inside of us and it sets up this chemistry. And hopefully if we eat the right kind of things, not the right according to nutrition, but the right targeted things, they make us feel good. An example of this is if you're a binge eater, you know about this. Let's say you have a box of donuts and you're eating a donut. You know you shouldn't be eating donuts in the first place, but you're having a donut. And then you're having two donuts, and then you're having three donuts, and you're on your fourth donut, maybe your fifth, maybe it's an Entenmann, you know those donuts. And you get to a certain point where suddenly you've had enough. That's it, 5 donuts. I feel sated. S-A-T-E-D is the word. Now that word sated means I feel in balance. I have had enough. Now, of course, now your body's got to digest. Now it goes through a whole chemical reaction. Now it starts moving the stuff along. At which point you either say, I need an antacid, right? I got to take a Tums. Or you say, I got to have more donuts. Or you say, I got to let it all pass. It worked. It was fine. These are the things we do to ourselves to make us feel good. You don't know how many things you do to yourself to make yourself feel good. Your very posture right this moment. The posture that you're sitting in is your preference for how to make your body feel best at this moment. Because let's say you're sitting with your arms crossed. Right? You say, why are my arms crossed? I like it. It feels kind of nice. It feels kind of, well, let me see. Let me pull somebody here in the studio into my question. Okay. Lauren Sykes, my assistant. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
So what is that feeling when your arms are crossed? Cross your arms again.
Just very calm and at peace.
You feel calm and at peace when you have that in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Having it. And now when your arms are apart, how do you feel the difference?
A little chilly.
A little chilly, right? Mm-hmm. A little nervous, a little chilly. Those go on. So there's a good example of things that we do unconsciously to adjust our chemistry. See, you have a drink on your desk, right? You have a thing. When does that make you feel good? Do you sip it at all? Do you think it'll last? Do you think it's going to, you're finished with it? What do you think? Or is it a standby?
It's a standby. Definitely when you said, feel a little slight dehydration, so you kind of rev up. So that's why I won't drink it all in one, you know, gulp. I just like to have it, you know, to take in sips.
It's not your medicine bag.
Yeah.
It's your medicine bag. It's like when you want a sip, you know it's going to be there. What, my friends, is in your medicine bag? What do you have? What are the kind of things that you do that keep you supposedly in physical balance around food and ingestion? All right, now you think that that's something. Remember, for some people, a good feeling is just the absence of bad feelings. Just think about it. If you're somebody who walks around in a really bad mood all the time, and the bad mood passes for a little bit, whew, that's feeling good. But if you're somebody who doesn't walk around in a bad mood, and you take something that heightens your senses, like you eat a certain food, or smoke a joint, or take a drink, or something like that, then feeling good is different. It doesn't only have to be an escape. It could be a new combination. Chemistry. Chemistry is absolutely amazing. What we do with ourselves. We'll have done a report. I hope you heard on Tuesday. We did a report on oxytocin. Some radical information about oxytocin. If you haven't heard it, be sure to go back and listen to the program from Tuesday, the 11th, I think it was. But it relates to all of this. This is what we're trying to do. So now, I'm trying to get you in the mental set of chemistry and about the chemistry that you go through. And so we're getting back to chemistry. Let's think about some of the best chemical feeling there is. What's the best? How about orgasm as a feeling? Life is there in a state of mind that takes place after an orgasm that is blissful? Well, I asked a few people, and one person said, well, not afterwards, but right at the moment of it, there's a great feeling. And the other people said, yes, afterwards, there's this kind of blissful kind of feeling that I hang out in. So I know many people who have orgasms to go to sleep. Right? They're really not, it's not a sexual thing. It's not they're doing a sexual thing. They may use sexual images, but they have orgasms to go to sleep. How do they feel? And in the interviews of what people feel when they have orgasms, they feel complete, they feel right, they feel warm, they feel alive, they feel safe. Well, is that what it's about? Is that the feeling we're looking for? Do you ever make love to someone and knowing that you just want to give them the pleasure, but you don't nearly need to have the pleasure yourself, but giving them the pleasure is all you're looking to do? So that's your way of feeling good. And if you like them and you love them, then it really is even better because then you could bond. But sex is about chemistry. It's bringing you to a chemical place, a heightened sense of alertness, a release. Then there's another thing. If you fear people, sometimes you could be somebody's lover out of fear because you don't want them to be upset. And if you don't want them to be upset, you give them whatever they want. And that's, even though that may make you angry and upset and all that, it makes you feel peaceful if they're peaceful. It's all in the chemistry, my friends. So we are going to be discussing over the days many chemical awarenesses, and we're going to be looking for the thing that makes you feel good, at peace. So on this Facebook response, what I'd like you to do is send me some responses. What is it that makes you feel best? Now you think about it. You could say, oh, being on vacation in the Caribbean without having to work, laying on a shore, right, sipping a pina colada. As you describe that to me, you will be describing a chemical mental set. There you are, free of stress, getting vitamin D from the sun, putting alcohol in your body but feeling beautifully hydrated, having your skin exposed and so that you could feel things, the breeze on your skin, and you're with somebody and you're sharing affections with somebody else. That state of mind is a chemical state of mind. Does it mean that love doesn't exist? No, love exists, but it's a set of chemicals. Passion exists, it's a set of chemicals. We're all junkies. We're just looking to make ourselves feel good. We will continue this on the next program. Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. I'll be back with you very soon. And be sure to send me some responses.